Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live. It is Wednesday, December 11th, 2013, and Ron is here with us tonight. We have a great show coming up for the next hour. We'll be doing a lot of sample clearings and healings. You can find all of the clearings and healings that Ron will do live on the show tonight at creationlightship.com. And if you want to pull up the image of the light being, you can find that also on creationlightship.com. And Ron will energize that with peace energy for everybody. So we'll give everybody a second to pull that up. And I should mention also that we are on BBS Station 1 tonight. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you and we can bring up the light being for charging, for peace energy, for everybody in their space.
Yep, that sounds good. So here we go. Bring it up, everybody. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So that should be energized, and we'll see how the show goes tonight. We'd like people to maybe use the CLS questions at Yahoo. That way we can address them easily, and we'll just see what kind of clearings we could do tonight. That would be pertaining to self-empowerment. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Yeah, so if you have any questions or you have testimonials, we love hearing them, and you can send them all over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, I guess if you have any requests for healings, for samples, you could maybe type them into the fast chat or let us know at clsquestions. Rod, I wonder if maybe we could start off with a sample, maybe an anxiety clearing for everybody. That seems to be a big one, and I know it's kind of a hectic time of the year for a lot of people for a variety of reasons, both seen and unseen. So maybe that would be a good one to start out, a sample anxiety clearing for everybody.
Okay, so think of your favorite anxiety that you have, or maybe one that's found you, and now you're dealing with it. So here we go. So one, two, releasing that from you. Three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And boy, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, just see how you're doing, everybody. If that's released some energies out of you, hopefully it has. And here we go. Let's, I'll do it one more time. So again, think of that favorite situation. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So that may help you out somewhat. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. And along those lines, Ron, we just got a report from a listener who wrote us, and they said, thank you for your help. They had they received an IRS audit and had no reaction of any sort, just a task that needs to be handled. Thanks, Ron. So that seems like it would cause a lot of anxiety, so that's great. So thanks for letting us know. And, yeah, you'll find that if you do a lot of the clearings and healings on the Creation Lightship website, and you do, you can do them 24/7, it's completely web-based, you'll find that you don't have a lot of the same reactions that you used to have towards things, and that you are a lot clearer and less connected to these emotional cordings that keep you out of peace and take away your spirit energy and keep you in darkness energy. So all of these things are really good to know, and that one seems like it would be a huge anxiety causer. So hopefully nobody is dealing with that, and if you are, definitely check out the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's sort of the first one that everybody should do in order to disconnect from all of these emotions that we have here. So the whole point is that you can be more at peace, more in your heart center, and more in spirit energy, which is the pure divine light energy from the source that created you. And that's where you want to be. So, Ron, I'm not sure if you want to do another sample.
Yeah, what would you like to do one on? Anybody else? Error.
I don't have any requests yet. Let me see. Actually I have one. Someone's requesting to help clear crabbiness. So maybe that's kind of related to anxiety, but maybe feeling agitated.
Okay, let's do that then. So here we go. One, two, agitation, I guess. Three, four, and five. And again, one, oh boy, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. So let's see what that does, everybody here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and I think it would be great if you let us know what you're feeling or experiencing as Ron does these samples, because it's always helpful to know. And that just made me think of something. It's funny, you know, with that type of situation, if you're crabby or you're grumpy, you could be having a great day, and then all of a sudden something happens to you where you run into someone who makes you that way or makes you feel that way. And it would be, I think, also something that might rub off on animals, you know, if you're feeling grouchy. And then you come home and you kind of unload all of that on your animals, like if you have a dog or a cat. And I know, Ron, you've done clearings for animals, but I think that it's a good thing to keep them cleaned out too, because they're basically taking on and absorbing all of your stuff. So it's just like when you run into someone and you're having a bad day, or they're having a bad day, and then all of a sudden you are too. So I don't know. I guess you could just use all of the clearings on the website for animals, but maybe we could do a sample for people's animals, because I think they absorb a lot of our grumpiness and our crabbiness sometimes. And I know they're a lot easier to clear than humans.
Okay, so here we go. Think of your animals here. And maybe you only have a goldfish, but remember, it's probably taking on stuff too. So here we go. So one, two, three, heavy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. And a lot of people are reporting yawning and, I guess, feeling a lot of release. People are also saying that 30 minutes feels like it went by in 10 minutes. And someone is requesting a lymphatic clearing.
Okay, here we go. So let's see what happens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little rough here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see what that has done for everybody. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it's a lot of the times the energy feels heavy when people haven't had their whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that clearing, I'll put a link in the fast chat for everybody, but that's kind of the one you want to have first. And if you're looking for more information about that, you can find it at creationlightship.com. And it sort of helps to make all of the other healings and clearings work for you. I mean, when you look at the website, sometimes you might think, oh, I need all of these clearings and healings. But if you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first, and then you go back and look at it again, a lot of the times you'll find that you don't feel as passionately that you need to do all of those, all the clearings that Rong has to offer. Hopefully you won't need to have to do all of them, but it does help to sort of make you feel more at peace, and also to just help you feel clearer about what it is you need to do. So I just put the link in for everybody. And our topic tonight is, I guess, self-empowerment, Ron, and how you can use all of these clearings to remove blockages from your life. So I think a lot of the times what I like to do, and I know a couple of other listeners do too, is if you take notes during the show, and when Ron's doing the clearings, if there's any particular ones that you want to go back and focus on, that's a good way to do it. Because usually if you're feeling something while he's doing the sample clearing, you would probably need to go back in and focus on that emotion or that issue. So hopefully that's helpful to everybody. And I know, I think it was last Monday, we were talking about doing the exercise. It's kind of a self-empowerment exercise where you're saying exactly what you don't want or what you're most afraid of having happen in your life over and over and over again. And I'm just wondering if we had any testimonials from people on that, if anybody actually has done that. So if you have, let us know at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That would be great. That would be great to know. Okay, so someone on the fast chat is requesting a clearing for stomach pain. So that would be a physical.
Okay, so we can do there. Let's get rid of entities. So let's do that. So entities are probably what's be causing that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy, 4 and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Just see what that does. Okay, so that's it.
Okay, so I did have one also a testimonial. It's more of like an experience somebody had, and they were doing the infection body clearing. And they wrote us and said that usually every time they travel or go away on a trip, they come home with some sort of cold or lingering flu-like symptoms or chills or something of that nature. And this past week, they used this clearing, and they went away and were traveling and were, you know, around a lot of people and a lot of people who were not feeling well, and they didn't get sick. And it's the first time in a long time that that's happened. So that's really good to know, and that the infection body clearing is a great clearing. And if you feel particularly corded or connected to people, you know, that are sick, or you have to be around people who are ill, not feeling well a lot, or if you're just, you know, around people in general, chances are you will probably pick something up. So that's a good one to do. And I think also, in conjunction with that, it would be great to do the mind of the body clearing, which is the body's own internal healer. And a lot of the times that one gets really like caked up with stuff and you can't even really heal yourself anymore. So I'm going to put links to all of these clearings that are mentioned in the fast chat. So it seems like a lot of people are experiencing stomach pain. So a couple people have commented on that and are thanking you for the sample, Ron. So it seems like that one seems to be affecting a lot of people. So that's interesting. All right. So, okay, moving on. I was wondering maybe if we could do a sample clearing for betrayal.
Okay, so here we go. So one, two, when you were betrayed, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now that depends how you felt betrayed, you know, but here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll just see what happens there. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you, Ron. That one felt like a huge release for me. I had a lot of neck cracking and just general release on that one. I find that betrayal really goes back a long time, usually to when you were probably small and your parents did something and didn't tell you about it, and then you found out later or something like that. But I guess it, you know, it could have more recent meanings too. I should also take the time to mention that if you are feeling any of these healings, you know, you can also sign up for the 8-hour healing intensives, which are coming up, and I believe the first one starts December 15th, and that is a series of monthly conference calls that Ron does, and it's an 8-hour call. You can attend it live, or you can register as an absentee, and those are really in-depth, amazing, very thorough healings. There's a lot of energetic pins removed that Ron's been doing, a lot of water charging, skin misting water on the calls, and they're just wonderful. So if you're looking for maybe a gift for yourself or for somebody else this month, it's a great thing to do for yourself or for someone. So they're coming up on December 15th, 22nd, and the 29th, and you can find more about them at the top of creationlightship.com. And also the monthly 4-hour ascension preparation call is on December 14th. So that's right at the top of the website. And if you are feeling particularly that you need additional healing, or clearings, that's a great place to start. So I just wanted to let everybody know about that. I'm sure a lot of you already do, but if there are any new listeners, that's a really wonderful way to take advantage of all of the clearings that the Lightship and Ron have to offer here. And someone on the fast chat says, thank you, looking forward to the intensives. So, and it also appears more people have had stomach issues and are thanking you for the clearing. So thank
Let's
you very much.
Do something for like maybe runny noses. So here we go.
Okay, yes, sinuses.
For people who have runny noses. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, this would be like sinus conditions. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And just see if that helped you. Let's try one, we'll do sinuses. So let's, maybe one of your nostrils is plugged or something. So here we go. So sinus, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And it just feels like people kind of feel funky out there. I don't know. So if you're in the funk, we'll figure out something for that. So that's you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, definitely. That's very true. And I'm sure you all have noticed it, whether you're buying your groceries or at the gas station, everyone just kind of seems to be in a cloud. It's very difficult to even tell sometimes if people are really alive, unfortunately. So I wonder if anybody has noticed that. And we've talked a lot about clones, and we've talked a lot about, robotic programs. And it seems like there are a lot more of those out there than there used to be. So if anybody has had any experiences with that, I did get a note from somebody who wrote us, and they said that they were watching a cashier at like a big box store, and it was like basically like the person was on an assembly line, but they were just, scanning, picking up the object, scanning it, putting it in the bag, and then picking it up, scanning it, putting it in the bag, kind of like they were, a machine putting together a part of a car or something. It was just very, like, automated looking. And I've had other people write in and have similar experiences. I think the other day somebody wrote and said that they saw someone driving a tractor, and it looked like, the way the head was moving and the person was sitting there, it just kind of looked like a puppet was driving it. So a lot of stuff like that going on out there, Ron, and I'm sure you've experienced this type of thing too.
Yep, the world's getting kind of different now, but let's, maybe we can do a clearing for just not really anxiety, maybe sadness, or maybe you feel like you feel sorry for yourself. So let's do something for feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe it's that time of the year and you just feel funky. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And that's getting better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, this is feeling better now. So Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. It does feel better, and it's so great about these shows is that, you know, it's very interesting to observe the energy from the start of the show to the end of the show, and often I find that even within, you know, 45, 50 minutes or whatever we have here, you feel completely different. You feel lighter. People feel like they can breathe easier. People have said that they feel more energetic, or they feel more relaxed and at peace. And this is just within the span of, you know, an hour, basically. So it's very powerful. And the thing is that you can really take this upon yourself and take it, you know, as deep as you want it to go. So yeah, that felt great. And I think it's just, I know a lot of people are just feeling sorry for people in general, kind of what they have to go through here. And I don't know if that would be a separate clearing, maybe like a heartache or a sadness clearing. That might be a good one to try too.
Okay, we'll do a heartache here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you so much. And I think a lot of people are expressing similar feelings. They're saying they're still in the funk. They feel like, well, I guess they actually are in the deep freeze because it's been so cold in certain parts of the country. And other people are observing that people on the TV look plastic. And it appears like a lot of people have checked out. So those are all observations. Oh, and someone also said that the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox helped them clear up their cold and lung congestion. So that's great to know. That's a great clearing. And I can put the link to that in the fast chat if you are looking for it. Oh, Ron, I meant to do this at the top of the hour, but it is kind of one of those days where we have all these numbers, like 12, 11, 2013. So I don't know. Maybe we should do a clearing on that. Maybe I find 11s are always pretty rough for people. So maybe we should clear that and then the other numbers as well, if that's all right with you. That might help everybody
out.
Okay, here
we go. So, well, first, since it's the 12th month, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh dear. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. What do you think?
Felt heavy to me.
Yeah, this feels pretty heavy. I don't know what people are out there experiencing. Normally the shows are a lot lighter. If anybody has any suggestions, put it on the fast chat, I guess. It just feels like you guys are weighing like 500 pounds a piece or something. There's a few that are very light. But most people just kind of feel like that sadness or funkiness, or maybe not on this timeline. Oh, maybe
we
that could be what it is. Let's get back into the timeline. So here we go. 1, 2. Maybe you have to be in the now. You're in some other now, other space. So 1. Come back to this present moment right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There, now you're getting better. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, now it should feel a little better. So check your finger, everybody. See if you're here. Your finger should be straight ahead. Your index finger, if you put it out in front of you. And let's see what happens. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, I just did that, and I was completely in the present moment, Ron. Thank you. And hopefully that will help everybody else out, too. I think a lot of people have been saying that they're feeling drained, tired, and overwhelmed. So if you are feeling any of those things, it's really important to get back into the present moment and to distance yourself from the distractions and the preoccupations that are going to try to take you off of the present moment timeline and into the darkness energy. And the way you can do that is you can do the Be Here in the Now clearing. It's a free sample healing that Ron offers on creationlightship.com. You can do that one. You can do the Be in the Present Moment audio tutorial, and you can do the Mind to Heart Drop. So if you're feeling any of these things, it's really important to catch them as soon as you feel them and get yourself off of that timeline and back into the present moment. So especially at this time of year, because I feel like it's a big, big one. Everybody wants to run around going crazy, and it's very difficult not to get sucked into all of that. So hopefully everyone is doing these things. And if you are feeling this way, what are you using to bring yourself back into the present moment? So I think I just heard a beep, Ron. Are we taking calls tonight?
Yeah, I guess we could. Sure, go ahead.
So, okay.
What do you have about self-empowerment, caller? We'll find out
how
self-empowered you are.
Hi, yes. I'm dealing with a pretty serious health condition, a cancer recurrence, and I don't feel very empowered.
So what clearings have you had so far?
Currently, I'm doing the Body Jumpstart.
Okay, that's good. Have you done your emotional whole lifetime? You might try timeline crashing that also. That might be another situation that you may want to get off of. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I was thinking back to the Monday show when we mentioned there was a great, I'm trying to find it now for the listener. There's like the total body rejuvenation.
I think I have that one, right? That's the body jumpstart. That's
the body system rejuvenation. Yeah. I don't know. I think that might be a different one. It's the light infusion body system rejuvenation. And I'll put the link to that in the fast chat, and that's a bit different, but that goes through all of the body systems. And you can do that one for unlimited for 1 day, for 1 week, 7 days, or for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And Ron, I'm pretty sure that's not included in the body jumpstart. That's like a whole separate clearing.
Probably so, yes.
Yeah, and that's the, there's all the different systems, circulatory, digestive, endocrine, excretory, immune. So I'll put the link to that in the fast chat.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Could you repeat the name for me?
It's the Body System Rejuvenation Healing. And it's actually, if you can find it on the website, it's under the light infusion healings on the left side of the page.
Okay. I will look for that.
Okay, great. And if anybody has any suggestions, let us know on the fast chat, too, for the caller.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and some other people have said that they have put that one on their list also. So hope that helps. Oh, also, caller, have you done the whole lifetime emotional healing?
I'm actually going to order that one within the next few days, yes.
Okay, great. That'll help.
Okay.
Do that one first.
Good.
Remember to take advantage of the half price special. So if you already did a clearing that's $100 or more, then next clearing that you have is half price. So that'll mean,
all
right, you know.
Then I will give myself that for Christmas.
So just send me an email. And
I'll
tell you how to work that out on the website, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, so let's do another clearing here. So let's do one for lymphatic system. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, to see how you can sense that energy. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow, thank you. And hopefully that works for the caller. And if you have testimonials as well after you do the clearings, let us know. So it seems like a lot of people are doing the finger exercise and are getting back into the present moment, so that's great. And Ron, I was wondering maybe if the next sample we do could be, this isn't one we mention a lot, but it's the desire wanting clearing. So I guess it would clear away something that you want and you can't have and you can't stop thinking about, or you want a better house or a better car, or you want someone in your life that isn't there anymore. So that might be a good one to clear, because I think that tends to come up around this time of the year too, from everyone from little kids who want presents to adults who maybe want more money so they can afford to buy their kids presents. I don't know. But it seems like that might be a good one to maybe do a sample of on the show tonight for everybody. So over to you, Ron.
Yeah, I'm thinking how to do that one. So everybody,
oh, okay.
Think what you may be wanting. Now, wanting means lack. So what are you lacking, okay? Anyway, here we go. So let's see if we can bring in the energy to move forward. So what I'm going to do is bring in the energy of a timeline that may help you out in your desire, because your desire is what you're probably lacking. So you want something, which should be a desire, and we'll bring it into the now. So here we go. See how this works for you. So one, if it seems to work, then get on the timelines and maybe do, you know, 1,000 timeline crashes to bring in what you want to have. But remember, you have to release what you don't, what's blocking it from coming into you. But you should have it naturally. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So remember, you want to release what is blocking you, and then you want to bring in after you have it released, you know, that timeline. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see what people feel about that.
Yeah, that's actually a really important distinction to make, because I think a lot of the times people just think, oh, I want this, but they don't really understand that in order to get what they want, they do have to release those blockages. So what is keeping you from having what you want? I think a lot of times people, it's like, well, it's all about getting what I want, but I think in order for that to happen, then you probably do have to release this negativity. So that's a really good one to think about. And I think, you know, what we're trying to get across here, and I think that is the importance of the show tonight, is really to how can we empower you to both release and take control of your life through the Creation Lightship healings. And I think it's important to realize that it's it really is about supporting you in your self-empowerment goals in your life, whatever they may be. You know, like the caller, you could be dealing with a really serious health issue. It could be a financial issue. But that clearing to me, Ron, we don't really mention it that much, but it just brought up a really important point, I think, is that in order to gain something in your life, you have to release something, like release what is keeping you from having that, because I guess want and desire are not really emotions that you would want to have, because, you know, in source, everything would be there for you. You wouldn't need to want or desire anything. So that's really important, I think, to keep in mind as you are on this journey of self-empowerment. And it really is about what can we do to help you take control and empower yourself in your life. So along those lines, I have a request from a listener who is wondering if you could do a sample clearing of money or financial blockages.
Boy, that's real heavy.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, I really can't do much on that. You have to find out why you don't like money, you know? So I would just do timeline crashes probably on that. It just gets to be, you know, it's not an easy one to clear. So that's something that you need to work on it. And if you're older listening, you probably have had this for your whole lifetime. So you may want to do that here. We have that prosperity bundle, I think, up. That could help you releasing a lot of energies. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the prosperity bundle, and there is a prosperity empowerment clearing, and they're available on a different monthly or 3-month basis. So I find that one's very helpful to issues about money. And also, I think, Ron, you've done the clearing where you clear, you know, like a $20 bill or whatever money that people happen to have on them, and it becomes neutral. And then if you carry that around with you, that sometimes helps to have the energy of the neutralized money resonate with you, and then it sort of takes away the negative connotations that you may have about money. And that's a really deep one. So I think for whatever reason, it is difficult to clear. So I think that, again, it's a question of why are you having this blockage and what can you do to release it so that you can then invite the other, empower yourself to just have the other things in your life that you do want. Ron, I'm wondering if the psychic billboard clearing would help with that.
Yeah, it could. Maybe the wanted universal travelers are messing with you too. So, you know, boy. Any of those could probably work.
The
hardest thing is deciding which one is going to benefit you the most. And if you're just listening and you kind of go, well, I don't know what to do, the fear clearing might be a good one to start off with after you do the emotional one. So, 'cause a lot of people are in fear. They don't realize that. But once you get out of the emotions of the people kind of like pulling your strings, jerking you from left to the right, and you're jumping on, again, like husked on a griddle, you know, and you just keep bouncing back and forth, not being at your center, then after you do that, you're going to probably feel very calm, very peaceful. And then what may come up is fear. Because remember, fear is one of the big things that's here. And you may all understand what fear is, you know. That envelope comes in the mail or something, or you get that phone call. Maybe you have a loved one that's in the hospital, you know, and things like that. And you get this phone call at 3 in the morning, and you're afraid to answer the phone, thinking that maybe the person's passed on, left. And maybe it is the phone call that is the opposite. Oh, they're doing so much better now, you know. But that's kind of what I'm sort of sensing here is you may want to do the fear clearing after you do the emotional one. And from there, that may get rid of some of your traumas. So I don't talk about the fear one that much, but I think that fear is probably one of the bigger clearings. And then, you know, going to the timeline crashes. But you need to get rid of stuff out of you. If you don't get stuff out of you, then you can't bring anything new in. So it's very, very important, you know, to release from you blockages. All you're dealing with is blockages. That's how you have to look at it. And know that the blockages are preventing you from maybe changing, getting what you want and desire. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it may seem overwhelming at first, but once you start doing it, I mean, it really is so easy, and you will feel so much better for it, just getting this stuff off of you, because it's very hard to see if your windshield is completely covered with junk and debris and mud. You won't be able to see the road. So that's kind of how you have to think of the clearings. It's kind of like, you know, taking a shower and getting a whole lifetime of crud off of you. somebody suggested use the natal barcode removal, which might be a good clearing to do too. And I would think that there really isn't any one specific way to go about it. It's whatever. I think they will all help you, but it's like Ron said, you want to try to figure out what the blockages are and where they're coming from. One listener noticed on the, I guess, printed on an actual piece of paper money is the word Federal Reserve Note. They were wondering if maybe you could clear those words, because that's what's on money, not the actual word money.
Okay. Well, we'll clear vowels. So
oh,
here
that's
we go.
A good idea.
So let's clear the vowels. So whatever piece of paper money you have, we'll just clear out the vowels. So here we go. We're clearing out the A. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do the E, and you might want to feel the weight of your money. That may have started off heavy. Just kind of see if it's getting lighter. Clearing the E. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? A, E, I know I in this one here, I don't think, but you may have a note that has an eye on it, a piece of paper with an eye. So here we go. Clearing the eye. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A, E, I, then O. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And U. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And just see if the energy is released just from a word. Remember, everything is keywords. And you're connected to keywords, much like your name, okay? That's how things happen. I heard a caller. See what kind of self-empowerment they're dealing with here. So go ahead, caller.
Hi. I just had a question. You were talking earlier about the fear, total fear body after the emotional. I had some questions about that because it kind of lined up with what you were talking about with after you do the whole life emotional clearing. Sometimes the next thing you start to feel is fears. And, I was wondering if you had time, if you could do a sample of that. It's been really hard for me to justify purchasing another one of those whole life clearings when I already have the emotional one. And sometimes I just feel like, well, I do the emotional one and I kind of get centered, but, you know, like you said, I still, you know, feel fear and whatever. So I just wanted to, like, know what that was like. And I always forget to ask you. So, no problem.
So think of a situation, incident or something. And here we go. So releasing that from you. So 1, 2, good heavy, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And how does that feel for you?
I don't know. I would say kind of neutral. What I was thinking about was I'm doing a career change right now, so kind of have a lot of fears and uncertainties about, you know, what I'm doing with that. I've kind of had it for a while, and I don't know right now. Right now I'm kind of not really feeling anything. So I guess that's a good thing, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll just see, kind of check it out and see how you're doing in a day or two. Remember, you may want to get off of the grid line that you're on, too. But I would do the psychic billboard clearing since you're changing jobs. Put in there what you want to experience, okay? And then watch people respond to you.
Actually, I did that, and I actually do kind of see a little difference within a day or two, very subtle one. So.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and thanks for calling. I think it's always hard to decide sometimes what clearing you should do, but it's always a good idea to do one. If you're in doubt, you probably need to do it. So, Ron, we actually are coming to the end of the show rather quickly, and somebody just wrote in and said that you are so right. They did the whole lifetime emotional and fear clearing all the time daily and put in the fear of having no money.
Ah, okay. Well, let's do some peace energy. Well, let's do the mind of heart drop for everybody. So here we go, dropping down. And in your spirit to take your thoughts, drop them into your heart. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? I didn't count from 10. I just did it a different way so that you can actually see that it works whatever way you want to do it. So thank you, everybody. And blessings to all of you. And hopefully you're feeling great. So back to you, Elizabeth. You want to say something? No, we got the weekend here.
Yeah, we have another great show coming up on Friday on Station 2. That's a Paranormal Friday, excuse me. And it's 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And then on Saturday is the Live on the Light Ship. We also have the special New Year call coming up on January 5th. So check the upcoming events at the top of creationlightship.com for more information on that. I'll say goodnight and thank you, everybody, for your calls and testimonials. Thank you, Ron, for all of the sample healings. You can always donate to Ron by using the button on the website or on our BBS homepage. So I'll thank you again, Ron, and I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, everybody. So enjoy the Mind to Heart Drop and have the light being on. We'll activate it for the next hour for you, so that way you have more peace energy. So blessings, everybody, and thank you, BBS. And our next program on BBS is going to be on Friday. Tomorrow is our decloning call, which is Thursday. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern. And if you have a condition in your body, this one may help you out a lot. So see you later, and blessings, everybody. Good night.